My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Still moving this flavor with the homies Blackstreet and Teddy, the original Rough Shakers.
Shutting it down, good Lord. Baby got them open all over town. Strictly bitch, you don't play around. Cover much grounds, got game by the town.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9 TheGame.com. It is Sam and Greg.
Oh, I can't get her out of my mind. Wow. I think about the girl all the time. Wow, wow.
Sunday morning. 2:15. I had to hear that again. Happy Father's Day. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning and a happy Father's Day to all y'all out in Douglasville.
Out in Douglasville.
Out there on the west side.
On
the west side, out there by the mall I don't go to that much.
What, Arbor Place?
Yeah, I don't go out there that much.
Why don't you go to Arbor
I should,
Place?
But I, should. I just don't.
It's a nice place. Very nice people.
It is.
Very nice folk out there at Arbor Place.
Christmas presents in the past out there.
Shout out to y'all out there.
So here's what Sam and I are doing. Not only are we doing our regular show and having some fun with that, but we have reached out to those of you out there that want to join us and let us know about some father-child sports combos on this Father's Day morning. So you want to do father and sons. Some daughters out there getting some done in the sports world.
There's one in town today.
You want to tell everybody about it? Who are you talking about?
I can. Because the L.A. Sparks are playing our Atlanta Dream today, and one of our players back home is Lexi Brown. Shout out to Lexi Brown. Played high school ball out at North Gwinnett. But she is the daughter of D. Brown, who's a slam dunk champion.
Yes, he was. Right? Yeah, he did the one where he hit his eyes. I remember that D. Brown win.
It's a father-daughter.
That's why we're just so 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Actually,
that's a sport that's rare to hear about is track and field as we're in this Olympic season. It's kind of rare that you hear a child of a track person come along and
that's true. I can't think of one.
You know what I mean? That's one sport. We think about auto racing, we think about the Andretti's.
You beat me to two.
Really?
Well, you mentioned two. I had on the list here.
Okay.
See, both of us are compiling lists, and so you mentioned two that I had on mine. Your point is well taken.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of someone track.
I can't think of anybody in track.
A long jumper. It's like.
Are you ready for this?
You wonder why that doesn't happen, but I don't know.
That's one of those things that's want to, too. Because if you're fast like your father, chances are you saw that he didn't get a lot of money for what he's doing. But if you're fast and I can go into the NFL or basketball or something, use it in another sport, maybe. I'm just figuring not stay in that realm. Because the other sports, you know you're going to get paid for, the individual sports, that is.
Yeah.
But here's one, I can't think of some, the Olympic sports. Okay, it's just not just track and field.
Somebody in
curling
or something?
How many Olympic sports? How many gymnasts? Have followed,
I don't know.
You know what I mean? I can't think of any gymnast. I can't think of any, you know, male or female gymnast.
You may find some Olympic team sports. You may find,
right.
You know, but as far as Olympic, the individual stuff.
You know what? I think there was a hammer throw dude who had a son who did that. You know, did the hammer. I'm just, for whatever reason, I'm thinking of an old Real Sports with Brian Gumbel where they did a story on them. But, you know, you sit here and talk about track,
okay, yeah.
And it's funny that you bring that up. As you try to think of another one, today was the day Edwin Moses won his 100th consecutive. And he wasn't done.
But no, he was not done. He was not
he
done.
He won his 100th consecutive 400-meter hurdles on this day.
And that was people talk about all-time numbers and whatnot, and you think about that man and just is mind-boggling.
It really is. And he changed the sport, right? Because it was 14 steps. He brought it to 13.
13.
Whew. Something else.
He just ran away from everybody.
And yeah, he did. Speaking of the Olympics, he strolled. That was the other thing. He didn't even look that fast. It was like he was just kind of gliding.
And that's a very difficult race. The people who run the 400 hurdles will tell you it's painful. You actually, you know, if you're running it at that level, at the highest level, and competing, it's painful. It's a hard race.
Is it 3 feet or 4 feet, the hurdles? Or three? It's got to be 3 feet, right?
I think
it's like 3 feet. I was trying to remember what they were. They just looked tall to me when I was thinking about doing that sport, but I
it
never
made
did.
You change your mind.
It did in a minute.
Yep.
But speaking of sports today, Jim Thorpe.
Okay.
I mean, one of the all-time great athletes this country has produced.
Mm-hmm.
He made his pitching debut on this date. I say that because once he hit the mound, he had to give up his Olympic gold medals. Yeah.
Wow.
Think about that for
a
second. He had to forfeit his medals to play professional baseball. So, of course, this was back in the day when, and then the unions to protect him. But, yeah, they grabbed his medal. Now, it's one of those things like the Fab Five. Yeah, y'all don't have any, acknowledgement in the University of Michigan. You don't have all the other pomp and circumstance. But people saw him, and they know what they did. See, you can't unring a bell. We saw it. We know what happened on that day. Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com. On this, like I said, Father's Day morning, Mr. Crenshaw, the floor is yours.
Wow, just a few things. Remember, I just saw something pop up on the screen today. You want to take that somewhere? That you're pretty sure he'll enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
College Football Hall of Fame is free for dads today.
You better get there now because you know what's going
on
there, right?
College Football Hall of Fame, what was
that? The first 50 or 100 or there's a number.
Oh, yeah, getting the Home Depot.
You're getting a $25 free gift certificate to Home Depot.
Yeah. Yeah,
so you know that line's going to be like Mother's Day outside of Mary
Max. So you want to get dad down there something cool. You know he will enjoy that.
Yeah.
He's in the AC, ain't out there in the heat. But I mean, any of the places down there, I don't know if dad would want to go to the aquarium or World of Coke, but any of those places, you'll be somewhere inside. But I don't, long lines. Dad's kind of like.
But if dad's from Atlanta, he don't know the difference. If he's visiting from someplace, then you can take him and stand outside. Because he's going to have to expect that.
Yeah, but you can stand outside and get there. This heat hit him for a little while.
As long as you go home and change after church or whatever, then you'd be fine.
But that is something that dads can do today that I think they will enjoy if you haven't been to the College Football Hall of Fame, or if you haven't been lately because that place changes.
Yeah,
you know
it
what?
Does.
It's amazing the things that they have there that are not displayed. And so they rotate different things. So it's not always the same things. You go down there and they have different themes. Or whatnot at the College Football Hall of Fame. So if you've been, it's been a few years, you go down, it's going to be you're going to see some things you didn't see, last time you were there. So going, there's something good that
you know what made me think about it when you said that? I don't know why it did. Another father, son, Al and Mark Davis.
Yeah. Yeah.
That just popped into my head when you said that.
Very much.
Go ahead.
And we're thinking about it. And if you want to call in and tell us about, right, just if you think of one, maybe you thought of a couple.
I got a few here, but I didn't want to step on your local stuff.
People are thinking, y'all ain't thinking of nobody up there. We are, but we all leave the floor open for you to join as well. This has been 7-on-7 season for high school football. A lot of them have been taking place all around the Corky Kale. 7-on-7s were over at Georgia Tech. The last 2 weeks, great competition. They had one Kirby Smart, one of the University of Georgia. That was big this past week as well. So A lot of teams are out there keeping busy, getting some time in and working. This week, though, Corky Kell, in addition to having the one for the guys, this week they're going to have the inaugural girls flag 7-on-7 tournament. And this is going to be Wednesday, the 19th, out at West Forsyth High School. And it just talks about, Greg, how, you know, we talk about fathers and daughters. And usually something that football is something sometimes dads can't share with daughters. Now we've got a way that,
right.
that you know what I mean, that dads can do that. And maybe in the past they would get out, and if a daughter would come out in the yard and catch the football, his dad got daughters, don't have son. But he still won't throw the ball.
You know, that's right.
Right. But now there's something to aim for because we got this sport that is just taking off and is just taking on a life of its own. Thanks, of course, with a big assist from the folks out at the Falcons and National Football League for supporting it. And it has taken off all over this state. And you know we're seeing some colleges add it. You know, there's opportunities. And parents, nothing makes parents get excited like knowing there's a chance of some dollars for college.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? There are some dollars for college in this sport if your daughter is playing girls flag football. And so that's happening this week. I think there's, you know, it's going to be a great event.
I got a father-daughter.
You have a father?
I do have a father-daughter.
You got a father-daughter? Which one?
Vince and Stephanie McMahon.
What?
Look at Noel.
Yeah. It's funny because I was actually going to say Rick and Charlotte Flair, but yeah.
I was thinking of wrestling because I don't know wrestling that much, but I know them two. I don't know if there's any more that have done that. Or UFC.
Oh.
Some real boxers whose daughters are doing UFC. Hmm. And I'm sure there's some middleweights that may not be the big heavyweight names.
There may be some, you know.
They may not be American either. But I'm just saying.
When it comes to fighting, you know, number one off the top is Layla.
Yep.
Ooh,
yeah.
How we sleep on that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We all need Muhammad. To go and stay, walk outside and turn around three times and spit. How you sleep on Muhammad and Layla?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And there's a grandson of his that is boxing right now, too.
Hmm.
So that's still being involved in that sport. Of course, we think about heavyweight boxers with father and son, I think, with Joe and Marvis Frazier.
Yeah, but Marvis didn't last that long.
No, he didn't last that
and
long.
And he shouldn't have been wearing his daddy's shorts. Even though he won in them shorts, he didn't go that well. So
you know, no, there were no other George Foremans that's doing that. You know,
yeah, there's five of them.
But yeah, but none of them boxing. None of them.
They're all selling grills.
You know, the
oh,
his daughter boxed.
Did she really?
Yeah, Foreman's daughter boxed.
Hmm.
But none of this, you know, because he named all his kids George.
That's right. All right, listen, we've invited you to the show, and we got Jim online. Keep your finger on the dump button. Jim, don't swear. We welcome you to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Good morning, man.
Morning.
Happy Father's Day for your father.
Well, I grew up in DeKalb County, and I remember when Redan High School opened, and we were at one of the playoff games the year Redan won the state championship, and Kevin Butler was the kicker.
Yeah, that's over at Merritt.
One of the schools had hit him on his right foot. So he had ice on it, ace bandage.
Okay.
Well, all of a sudden, it comes time for Redan to need a field goal. And everybody goes, I know he's not going to kick with his right foot. Well, he took the ice and the ace bandage off him because he played soccer. He walked out there and hit a 30-something yard field goal with his left foot. But I was at Rena Tavern, and Drew Butler and another couple of kids, when they were in high school, came in there, was sitting there at the Arena Tavern, and they were talking about...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in can't get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
People, we're talking about people in the state of Georgia and everything. And I turned around and looked at Drew Butler. And I said, your dad was pretty good, wasn't he? Hit a field goal with his left foot, 30-something yards.
Yep.
And he said, really? I said, you never heard the story or what? He says, no. He says, and I told him, yeah, I grew up in DeKalb County. Remember when the school opened? And told him about his dad. And all of a sudden, he asked me for my phone number. And about a week or so later, I got a call from Kevin Butler.
Kevin Butler. Yeah. Wow.
And he was like,
oh, sorry. Whoa. Oh, sorry about that, Jim. No, that was
That was a fantastic
story.
Yeah,
it was.
You know
it
that. And, of course, our own Drew Butler here, you in the steakhouse.
Yeah.
The steakhouse and Kevin Butler's dad, who played for the Bears.
Yeah, Bears. Jim, thank you very much. That number, 404-726-0929, 404-726-0929. Again, apologies to Jim for cutting you off there and wasn't intentional. But we want to hear about these father, son, slash daughter, grandson, granddaughter sports figures on this Father's Day. You ready
absolutely.
For a couple more?
Give me
Marvin Harrison Jr.?
Okay.
You mentioned him earlier.
Yeah, we're going to see more of him real soon.
I'm going off the beaten path. You ready? Evil and Robbie Knievel.
Robbie Knievel. Just like Dad.
Carl and Nick Walenda.
Ooh. And you want to try that, right?
Well, it falls in the sports world,
yikes.
Right? And you ready for this? Dick and Pete Weber.
Yep.
It's a happy Father's Day here with Sam and Greg. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you in the Odyssey app. Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. June 16th, happy Father's Day. Man, this thing came out, turned the city upside down. But I have a bigger question on this Father's Day to ask. We're going to get back to the father and child sports combos. We welcome you to join us. In fact, we have a call coming. Greg, you hang on here. But as we listen to that, today was the day the Blues Brothers was released. But it was also the day Grease, Travolta and Olivia Newton-John, was released.
Wow.
Are you ready for that? This is also the day The Wizard of Oz, not the movie, but the actual musical, was released. And for those of you and kind of bougie, Gilbert and Sullivan's HMS Pinafore was released. Are you a Gilbert and Sullivan dude?
I had some, but not a lot.
It's all about duty, right? They're all about duty. He's an Englishman and stuff like that. Anyway, I can't. But my question is for you two, what is your favorite musical, if you have one? Noel's jumping in here real quick. Do you have a favorite musical? See, because mine, I never thought about it, but Wizard of Oz, that's like the one I remember from, that's like my earliest remembrance of watching a movie is The Wizard of Oz, and it's a musical. People kind of sleep on that, but that's my favorite musical because I've been watching it since I was two, right? They stick me in front of it when I was a kid.
The musical, I guess, would be the soulful version, The Wiz.
That's what I was going to say. I have three favorites. But Sam's got my number two, and then my third, only because I can't believe I'm watching The Godfather sing. It's Guys and Dolls. If you have not seen the movie Guys and Dolls, you just need to see it. Because for those of you who don't know, Marlon Brando was the dude back in the day. I mean, he's stopping traffic like, well, who's the one right now? Is it Ryan Reynolds or one, you know, one a guy from Barbie, whatever his name
is? Yeah, Ryan Reynolds.
Okay. Young Marlon Brando looked like Brad Pitt. If you go back and look
at the old pictures.
Yeah, he looked just like Brad Pitt. So anyway, he sings. And so you got Frank Sinatra, you got Marlon Brando, you got Stubby K, you got all, and these songs that you kind of hear, a lot of them here in the elevator, but you didn't know where they came from. They're in this movie. So those are my three. How about you, Noel?
Oh, there are so many great ones.
You got to take two on a desert island or three. Which ones you grabbing?
I'm taking Dreamgirls with me.
Okay.
Almost every time. Let's see. I am probably taking with me. I can see Barbra Streisand, but I can't think of the name of the movie.
The Way We Are?
Not The Way We Are.
Funny Girl.
Funny. Thank you.
Oh, you know
yes.
what?
That, Don't Rain on My Parade. Yes. Yeah.
Just for that song?
No, Funny Girl to me is hilarious. I think it's
okay.
Funny.
Okay. No, she's good.
And then there's the whole story of Fanny Bryce and all
Fanny
of that.
Bryce.
And then a movie that also has Shake a Tail Feather, What Does Love Got to Do with It?
Okay. All right. Those are your three.
Love that film.
There you go. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Listen, we got Greg hanging on from coming. Is that right? Let's welcome Greg to Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Good morning, sir, and happy Father's Day if you are a pops.
I'm not, but I tell you what, it'd be a great story tonight if Skip Holtz won his third UFL championship, you know, being Lou Holtz being his father.
You know what? You don't think about it because I mentioned earlier, you know who's on
That's
the other sideline.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Skip Holtz is on one sideline, but you know who's on the other sideline.
Who's that?
You know, Phillips. Wade Phillips.
Oh, that's right. Wade, Bum Phillips' son.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So
we got
like a couple of legacies. You know, coaching in the UFL championship game. I think that happens today around 5 o'clock.
Okay.
They play the championship game.
Thank you, Greg. Again, the number is 404-726-0929. We are looking for father and child combinations in the sports world, whether it's players, it's coaches, you can take owners.
We're talking NASCAR, of course, Bill and Chase.
That's right.
Elliot.
I'm trying what
watching
haven't we
to do and see if he can get a win. He has one win, and you know, they're racing in Iowa later today, and we'll see what happens out there. We're going to be – Dustin Long is going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour to give us a preview as NASCAR goes from Fox to NBC today. Of course, today's race won't be on NBC. I think it'll be on USA Network. But
really?
Yeah. You know, but they're getting – I think NBC has got some Olympic swim trials are going on this weekend.
Okay. So, that's another sport you don't see – father and
no, I can't
child.
Think of anybody.
It's so funny you mentioned that, Sam, because I just saw Katie Ledecky trending, and I was like,
yes, she
"Why
did.
Is Katie? Oh, it's the Olympics.
Yeah,
I was like, why is Katie Krause. Ledecky trending?
And she's back in the Olympics again.
Exactly. That's what made me think about it because I was like, you don't hear about her until. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because they don't make money in this sport. They don't make
right,
money in
yeah.
this country doing what they do.
Right.
So you know, Michael Phelps, you didn't see him every four
yeah,
years.
Didn't.
You saw.
Yeah, you didn't. And that's what. That's why it dawned on me. I was like, hey, Ledecky. I was like, don't she swim?
But you know what I am noticing? I'm seeing more track meets here. I mean, they're few and far between, but I'm seeing more racing events where there's a prize attached to it.
You know?
as opposed to before. You never saw, you know, back in the day, those guys, they do the Olympics, and then you didn't see them for a while because they were all running in Europe, and they'd come over here for an event, you know, but then they'd leave and go back and earn their money. Yeah. That was the
well, they found a way to earn money here doing it. I mean, they got some sponsors. The event that that was held at Morehouse, Edward Moses, you know, I think Puma was the overall sponsor. So anybody that's coming at a certain level, they're getting compensated for showing up now.
What is that going to look like? We've sat here and talked about, you know, the four big sports, if you will, and I'm not talking about the NHL. I'm talking about NFL and college football, baseball and basketball when it comes to NILs and all of that stuff and the people who are making the money from it. But what is that going to look like post-Olympics, during and after the Olympics, for these athletes who we're going to be introduced to? It's just going to be an interesting watch, how they stay on our consciousness and become visible, and for how long.
But that's why it's so big, and that's the importance of being on the Olympic team, and that's why it gets a little political when it talks about, you know, the women's basketball team and the men's basketball team. Does LeBron James being on the men's basketball team guarantee U.S. a gold medal? No, it does not.
No. I'm not even talking about the medals.
But I'm just saying it's the spotlight and that everything gets promoted. When men and women's sports get promoted equally when it comes to the Olympics. And everybody wants to be on that stage. Like you said, for what comes afterwards. We always talked about boxing and how down through the years we would see a boxer in the Olympics. And from that point, we would follow them into their pro careers. And so it's a great launching pad. It's always been that. But maybe even more so, and with this Olympics, because people can't attend it, people couldn't go 4 years ago.
Right.
They were in a bubble, and they were out there competing in front of empty stands. So, I mean, that's the difference with this particular Olympics.
I want to ask a question, and I don't know, because you brought this up. You brought up the network. And as we sit here in 2024, we know a lot of things are moved by what's happening on social media. And you talk about these athletes who do nothing but live on social media. Decisions are made. I've gotten jobs as far as the acting world because of the people that follow me and then by extension us here at the radio station. So I'm wondering if NBC will make decisions as far as what sport and when they show it, given the popularity of that particular. See, before, it was all speculated that, you know, like he brought up Katie Ledecky. Like, if you didn't follow swimming or you didn't know what was going on with our top Olympic athletes, you didn't know about Katie Ledecky. You found out about her during the 2 weeks the Olympics were on, but you don't know much about her. Now they've all got social media, and they're connecting with people throughout the course of the years. They've got other things they're doing, modeling clothes and their sportswear stuff. I'm asking honestly, does NBC now make a point of looking at the social media of some of these athletes?
That's already been done.
No, I mean, as we approach it, obviously, these meetings have been held.
Well, obviously.
But was a decision made, hey, now let's look at what Katie Ledecky's got. Let's look at, you know, name the athlete. We know that basketball players, I'm not talking about team sports. I'm talking about the individual ones.
Yeah.
That's going to be an interesting
Well, there's a lot of time to fill, so they're going to be doing some backstories on some people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a big part of it. It's an opportunity to do some reportings and go beyond just the competition themselves. Plus, you got a lot of places to feed. You got a lot of platforms to feed. I don't know what other networks. I don't know if CNBC is going to be carrying some stuff. USA Network is going to be carrying some stuff. And then there's Peacock.
Yeah.
They got to stuff that thing with some information and whatnot. So, yeah, you're right. You know, that's how they're going to be doing it and telling backstories all over the place for this Olympics. And it'll be interesting to see how they roll it all out. They're getting ready. There are people already over there. Our homegirl, Maria Taylor.
Yeah,
she's been posting
videos. And her new baby.
And the baby, going to put that baby to work because she's got to go and get it done. But it's great. And shout out to someone who joined us. On last Monday holiday that we worked, LaChina Robinson came on.
Yes, she
is going to be a part of working with NBC.
Really?
So shout out to LaChina. Congratulations to her on that.
Okay. Yeah. Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. We have got Noel's World coming up here before we get out of the 7 o'clock hour. Ken Dallas, let our audience know about what we are going to be doing and talking about top of the 8 o'clock hour.
Top of the 8 o'clock hour, something great for dads, something for local dads. And M46 dads. Ken Dallas is the head football coach at Trinity Christian School down in Coweta County. And they're going to have a gathering next week, and he's going to tell us all about that. Just aimed at dads to come out, be in a gathering with other dads. Sometimes when you're in that situation, and you having some problems, or maybe even some problems, you just want to be better.
Right.
And so
right.
this is all about, you know, packing the toolbox with some different tools for dads to do to be better dads. Basically, that's the essence of
it. I'm going to ask about why, where did he come up with M16?
Mm-hmm.
And thank him for educating me, because I didn't know what a group of rhinos were called.
Yeah.
How about I did that? Not know. I know what a group of birds. I know what a group of.
Everything
you know,
else is called.
Yeah, I didn't know what a group of rhinos is called.
Break that. Coach is going to break that all down for us at 8 o'clock.
So that's coming up at 8 o'clock. Sam, two of America's biggest companies were formed on this day. It's amazing. The same day, the same year. Are you ready?
All right.
One you drink, one you drive. Today was the day the Ford Motor Company was formed, incorporated. Happened on this day, 1903, and the same day it became official, Pepsi was founded.
Wow.
How about that? Ford and Pepsi, drinking and driving. And I don't understand how this is could be. Because yesterday on the show, I talked about, what was it, which amendment was the 12th Amendment.
The 12th Amendment
was the procedure of how we go about electing a president and a vice president. That was the 12th Amendment. But it says on this day, according to this piece of information I'm looking at here, that the 26th president, Teddy Roosevelt, picked the next president. He picked his successor, and it was William Howard Taft. And he became the 27th president. But they did it like he wasn't elected. It was like Teddy Roosevelt picked his successor, and it was William Howard Taft. How does that happen? We need to get somebody on this. We need to get 60 Minutes on this. We need to get John Fricke on it. It's Andy Rooney. Anyway, I don't understand how that happened, but it happened on this day. As we move into this next segment, Noel, we got to find out what's on her mind. That is up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you on the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Father's Day Sunday morning. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday and Sunday mornings, and also this Father's Day morning. We will be back next weekend, 6 to 10. And again, just thank you. I want to let you know about a couple things coming up here. Real quick, before we turn things over to Noel, we have got basketball tonight. Dream taking on Los Angeles. Tip off at 3. I said tonight, this afternoon, 3 o'clock. Tip off. Atlanta United is taking on D.C. on Wednesday night. We got that pre-kick at 6:30, kick at 7. And then next week, going to move out of the regular house. We're going to play the big room at Caesars. The Dream will be taking on Indiana at State Farm. And that tip-off is at 7:30. All of these, if you can't get in front of a TV, we got them for you here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Noel, what is on your mind this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, first of all, it's Father's Day, so my father is on my mind. So that's why I put a little Bob Seger on.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
And your father loves Bob Seger?
Yeah,
his music?
Bob Seger guy.
Okay. I wasn't sure. Some people might say, he looks just like Bob Seger. Now, that would have threw me if you said that.
Yeah, he's a Bob Seger guy, yeah.
Did he ask the same question, where was he during the draft? How come y'all brought out everybody else up there, you didn't bring up Bob Seger?
He would have. So let's get into a little WNBA conversation.
Yeah.
So last night we had some big, big matchups. You had the Sun get a big win yesterday, and they are just rolling along. Only one loss for them, and Dejounte Carrington is looking like the defensive rookie of the year out there.
Mm-hmm.
Put on a show in the first half. Who was a scoring leader yesterday? You have the Aces and the Liberty we touched on a little bit earlier. They had their own rivalry. Asia Wilson was rolling along with her Asia Wilson self, but it wasn't quite enough to push the Aces through. And her and Becky seem a little bewildered as to where they're sitting right now in the season. And I kind of agree with them. You kind of can't pinpoint what the problem is, but there's clearly a problem. They're kind of in a similar situation that the Dream are in. The Dream are looking to end the losing streak today at 3 o'clock as they take on
a slightly younger team in the LA Sparks. And I'm just wondering what kind of adjustments Coach Wright is going to make today. She's been making adjustments the past two or three games, changing the lineup, kind of changing the minutes, changing the way, changing the focal point of how the offense runs. But I'm wondering if we're going to see a little bit more ball movement off the ball today, and a little more ball handling between Ryan Howard and Alicia Gray. So that's going to be interesting to see today at 3:00.
Yeah, I think about that, but also the interior game. You know, Tina Charles had shorter minutes mm-hmm. in the last game, and I just think someone with her experience and her background, I know she's probably just, you know, watching the minutes that she plays her, but still, you know, you need someone on the floor who's been where she's been and accomplished the things that she's accomplished. I think it's so big that she's on this team right mm-hmm. now. And so, you know, you tap into that to that experience too.
And that's why I'm feeling like there's some tinkering that she's doing, trying to figure out the best flow of the lineups right now, because we've seen games where she's decided to play through Tina Charles and Cheyenne Parker-Tyus. We've seen games where she's gone away from that. We've seen games now where Tina Charles has had less minutes and Parker-Tyus come off the bench. We've seen different players come off the bench versus other games. So right now it just seems like she's really looking for what works and what's really going to give this team a spark. The most consistent thing I've seen to give the team a spark is whenever they bring in Ariel Powers off the bench, she's just a little Mighty Mouse out there. She wheels herself into the lane at will. She'll shoot outside if she has to. She hypes up the crowd when she gets in. It's like instant energy when she does come in. But they're trying to figure out a way to still sustain that once she gets in. It seems like it can kind of peter off after the first or second time out, and then they're kind of, again, looking for something to get them going.
This is where I jump in, because we talked about this yesterday. It looked like legs in sand and was it quicksand?
Yeah.
For a little bit. And I was, because again, I told you, I'm paying attention now. You've got me focusing on the little things with this team. And as I've been watching and listening to you, I'm wondering, how do you fix that? Because a lot of the things that you're talking to is want to. You got to want to play defense. You got to want to get on the boards. And if you don't have certain players that can pick up the pace, if you're trying to play an up-tempo game, that's one thing. You either have that talent or you don't have it. But the other stuff that it sounds like you're talking about is want to. And that is, if not present, is brought about by the coach or coaches. They got to let these guys know, and they got to do their job.
Well, and that was kind of what you heard in the after game, in the post game when they played when they lost to the Liberty. Coach expressed how disappointed she was that they looked so lethargic. She said that their practices weren't that difficult. She couldn't figure out themselves. She couldn't figure out herself why they looked so lethargic and depleted. She said she felt like they were pouting after things weren't going the way that they wanted to early in the game. They weren't getting a few foul calls they thought they should got. She felt like they started pouting and things just started going downhill. And you kind of seeing that going up and down with them this season. And in that way, they kind of mirror their brother team in the Hawks. You've seen that a lot in the Hawks the past two or three years, where they'll get hot and things are going well, and you see them with this uptick, and then things don't quite go their way, and they're slugging through. You're seeing them kind of complain through things. You see the play dissipate before your eyes on the floor. And you're kind of seeing the same thing with the Dream in some areas, depending on what's going on in the game.
Is that surprising to you? And both of you, I'm asking. Because everybody knew going into this season, everybody, that the spotlight was brighter.
Yeah.
On them. No matter what team you were on. Okay, who you were playing at, the WNBA had a much brighter spotlight. So the scrutiny is going to be a lot brighter too, and in some cases harsher, as what you're talking about.
And they knew that, which is why you did the things you did, like made the trade to go bring in Krista Dangerfield in here. You went and bought in Tina Charles in here. You brought Jordan Canada, who's still injured.
Right.
So they did do some things, to your point, to get ready for the eyes to be on them. But right now, they're just a middle-of-the-road team.
So we're talking about chemistry. Has not happened yet.
Right.
And that takes a minute.
That was some of the conversation around the Hawks, too, the past 2 years, right? You brought in DeJounte. You got rid of a lot of bench. You're trying to figure out the chemistry.
The best thing that can happen to the WNBA is we use analogies that we use in the men's game.
Yeah.
And not even think about the fact that we're talking about gender differences here.
Right.
Okay. We will have some conversations because we have to walk in reality. Some of these players at times will be coming back. And I don't even know what the percentage is, by the way. Maybe you can help us out with that. That become mothers.
Right.
And when they come back, that's a different player.
Right.
All right, we just have to accept that. Now, what level of that, I don't know. I didn't see much of a drop-off from Candace Parker, but I don't know which if she stopped dunking after she became a mom. I don't.
Right.
I can't remember one way or the other.
I mean, and the same with the same with Cheyenne. It looks like she's still maybe adjusting her game a bit, but she's still affordable down there on the block. She still handles her job. Yeah, you saw that coming off the bench last week. Like, Cheyenne is going to handle her business.
Well, I kind of like that. I kind of like the fact that, you know, she came off the bench and really asserted herself. And maybe
and
that
it bolstered the bench.
Yeah, really did. Maybe it gave her some time also to see some things, observe some things before going into the game. This is a week for them, too, because they got Los Angeles here. They're going to go off to Minnesota. Minnesota's in first place in the West.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's going to be a tough assignment. They come back here to play in a different location, to play downtown. And, oh, by the way, next Sunday they got to play New York. So this is, you know, when you talk about getting things to fall into place, this is important for the Dream this week. One thing, though, was that the training camp was so short.
Yeah.
It was a very short window. And we're going to be talking about this in a few weeks with the NFL and how little time they get to play and how little time your starters play in exhibition games and that type thing.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of what happened with the WNBA. And I think this team kind of, I won't say it got victimized by that a little bit, but it seems like that's something else that caused them to get out to a little bit of an inconsistent start was just the short period of time they had for their camp.
Yeah, I feel like the teams that have been together longer that didn't have that many turnover or additions were probably more ready to go than the ones that's trying to gel with their new pieces and figure out how they're going to run and what the chemistry is going to be and what the offense is going to be. Which is another reason I think why the Aces is so perplexing, because it's not that many changeover pieces and the rookies look like they really fit. Like Jackie Young is a problem. Kate Martin is great at coming off the bench and doing what she's done. She's just plugging in whatever role that they put her in. So I don't see them being the chemistry issue. You still have Asia playing like Asia. You still pretty much have Chelsea playing like Chelsea.
They have a couple injuries. But they have a couple injuries, and they have what go. I'll tell you what, I'm going to use the NBA analogy. They have a lot of Golden State going on in them, in that they have won the rings, the back-to-back mm-hmm. champions. The hunger is not there. I'm going to keep going back to that. If you can't pinpoint either something medically or a change in the rotation, then it's effort.
Well, I think it's a combination of two things. It is effort. It's their effort and the effort of everybody playing them. Because now you're the hunted.
Best yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
they
now
get
you're
everybody's
the hunted
best
because
job.
That was the best game the Dreams played so far this season.
True.
Was against them.
True.
And that's because you're playing up to your competition. You're like, oh, that's a team we got to beat to really feel like we're going in the right direction. And they did. You can tell by the way that they celebrated after that win that they're like, yeah, we're going in the right direction. We have something here.
Again, so again, my mind's going 100 miles an hour, and I want to have these conversations with Noelle because she educates me. You do, too. And so as we sit and try to figure out if she's bringing up the Aces right now and what's going on with them, I start to think, all right, if they have the MVP on their team and he can't or she can't get these guys to play defense better, because defenses want to, right?
Yeah.
And they're not listening to her. When I take that and move it over to the men's side, I think of Golden State. And I think of, okay, they're a superstar. Steph Curry can't get everybody to come in. Well, they have a Draymond mm-hmm. on that team. Do these WNBA teams have that enforcer, that veteran voice? Is this something that isn't a part of that league yet, where that each team can have that guy? I realize it's growing.
Well, for each team, yeah, you might be in a situation where you don't have enough available vets, maybe. But maybe the league is small enough to where you do. I don't know.
No, like, it's a process. But
yeah.
If does Vegas, after Asia, who's listening to, who's getting in people's faces? You know, beside Becky and Asia, who's doing it? And if there isn't, maybe that's the answer to what's going on with them. Just a thought, you know? Because Sam always sits up here and talks about a veteran voice with the Hawks.
Yeah.
You know,
Tina Charles is clearly supposed to be that for the Dream. And the reason that I look at the Aces and the Dream so much is, one, they're in the same division, and two, they're both sitting right there in the middle of the pack. So it's interesting to me to see which one is going to go left or right. Because they're both basically sitting right there at 500. We're right under, they're right at. So it's going to be interesting for me to see which one can turn it around. or if either does. Because to me, this division has this division is clear. You have the Liberty and the Connecticut at the top. You have us sitting here at the middle, and then you got Indiana and the Mystics at the bottom, and we're going to see how this all shakes out as things get better, because we've been beaten by both the Indiana Fever and the Mystics at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and it was the Mystics' first win.
Yeah, exactly.
But you knew it had to happen at some point, but I'm sitting there watching.
I mean, yeah, but you don't want us to be the get-right team. You gave Indiana one, and then you gave the Mystics one, so now you got me feeling like we the get-right team,
I'm
and Atlanta has experienced that a lot.
I bet they gave it. I'm like, no, it's not going to happen here.
Man.
No, it's not going to happen here. No, we're not going to be these folks are 0-12.
Yeah, like
man.
You don't want and you don't want that because it brings a bad air and aura around what you're trying to do. Like, it makes you, like, losing a game is one thing, but when you know, give a winless team a win. Because now your name is attached to that. Oh, the Mystics have won a game against the Atlanta Dream. Like, now you're not, like, that's the most that your name has been said this season.
At the same time, though, as my dad was always say, ain't they getting paid, too?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So don't lay down thinking, we going to get one because, ain't no get one.
Everybody out there is getting the check. Everybody
you,
paid.
You got to get yours like everybody else. So we will definitely see what Coach Tanisha Wright and the Dream have today at 3:00.
A WNBA note. I read something here on ESPN.com that Serena Williams weighed in once again, talking about Caitlin Clark, and basically she's very complimentary of her. And with the stuff that goes around and people are saying, hey, seems like she's staying grounded and seems like she's staying focused. I like her, and so that's good. Remember, you're talking about somebody who's talking about potentially has the interest.
Yeah.
And possibly becoming a club owner. And so to hear her, to see that she is actually paying attention and watching what's happening with this league tells me we may be getting a step in that direction.
That's
and you know
what
what's funny that you, when you say that too? And why Indiana? Those two have a kindred spirit because they both experienced the same thing coming into
Greg.
The league.
Yeah. I was thinking the exact same
thing,
Greg.
They both dealt with this. And it's funny how we're talking about two different complexions, but yet the same issue
I was
came at them like a locomotive.
In an individual sport and a team sport.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Same thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. So,
yeah, media-wise and all the noise around them. And yeah, it's definitely very similar.
Happy six.
We've been off the ball today and a little more ball handling between Ryan Howard and Alicia Gray. So that's going to be interesting to see today at 3:00.
Yeah, I think about that, but also the interior game. You know, Tina Charles had shorter minutes in the last game, and I just think someone with her experience and her background, I know she's probably just, watching the minutes that she plays her, but still, you need someone on the floor who's been where she's been and accomplished the things that she's accomplished. I think it's so big that she's on this team right now. And so, you tap into that to that experience, too.
And that's why I'm feeling like there's some tinkering that she's doing, trying to figure out the best flow of the lineups right now. Because we've seen games where she's decided to play through Tina Charles and Cheyenne Parker-Tyus. We've seen games where she's gone away from that. We've seen games now where Tina Charles has had less minutes and Parker-Tyus come off the bench. We've seen different players come off the bench versus other games. So right now it just seems like she's really looking for what works and what's really going to give this team a spark. The most consistent thing I've seen to give the team a spark is whenever they bring in Ariel Powers off the bench, she's just a little Mighty Mouse out there. She wheels herself into the lane at will. She'll shoot outside if she has to. She hypes up the crowd when she gets in. It's like instant energy when she does come in, but they're trying to figure out a way to still sustain that once she gets in. It seems like it can kind of peter off after the first or second time out, and then they're kind of, again, looking for something to get them going.
This is where I jump in, because we talked about this yesterday. It looked like legs in sand and was it quicksand?
Yeah.
For a little bit. And I was, because again, I told you, I'm paying attention now. You've got me focusing on the little things with this team. And as I've been watching and listening to you, I'm wondering, how do you fix that? Because a lot of the things that you're talking to is want to. You got to want to play defense. You got to want to get on the boards. And if you don't have certain players that can pick up the pace, if you're trying to play an up-tempo game, that's one thing. You either have that talent or you don't have it. But the other stuff that it sounds like you're talking about is want to. And that is, if not present, is brought about by the coach or coaches. They got to let these guys know, and they got to do their job.
Well, and that was kind of what you heard in the after game, in the post game when they played when they lost to the Liberty. Coach expressed how disappointed she was that they looked so lethargic. She said that their practices weren't that difficult. She couldn't figure out themselves. She couldn't figure out herself why they looked so lethargic and depleted. She said she felt like they were pouting after things weren't going the way that they wanted to early in the game. They weren't getting a few foul calls they thought they should got. She felt like they started pouting and things just started going downhill. And you kind of see that, seeing that going up and down with them this season. And in that way, they kind of mirror their brother team in the Hawks. You've seen that in a lot in the Hawks the past 2 or 3 years, where they'll get hot and things are going well, and you see them with this uptick, and then things don't quite go their way, and they're slugging through. You're seeing them kind of complain through things. You see the play dissipate before your eyes on the floor, and you're kind of seeing the same thing with the Dream in some areas, depending on what's going on in the game.
Is that surprising to you? And both of you, I'm asking, because everybody knew going into this season, everybody, that the spotlight was brighter.
Yeah.
On them. No matter what team you were on. Okay, who you were playing in particular, the WNBA had a much brighter spotlight. So the scrutiny is going to be a lot brighter, too, and in some cases harsher, as what you're talking about.
And they knew that, which is why you did the things you did, like made the trade to go bring in Krista Dangerfield in here. You went and bought in Tina Charles in here. You brought Jordan Canada, who's still injured.
Right.
So they did do some things, to your point, to get ready for the eyes to be on them. But right now, they're just a middle-of-the-road team.
So we're talking about chemistry. It has not happened yet.
Right.
And that takes a minute.
That was some of the conversation around the Hawks, too, the past 2 years, right? You brought in DeJounte. You got rid of a lot of bench. You're trying to figure out the chemistry.
The best thing that can happen to the WNBA is we use analogies that we use in the men's game.
Yeah.
And not even think about the fact that we're talking about gender differences here.
Right.
Okay. We will have some conversations because we have to walk in reality. Some of these players, at times, will be coming back. And I don't even know what the percentage is, by the way. Maybe you can help us out with that. That become mothers.
Right.
And when they come back, that's a different player.
Right.
All right, we just have to accept that. Now, what level of that, I don't know. I didn't see much of a drop-off from Candace Parker, but I don't know if she stopped dunking after she became a mom. I can't remember one way or the other.
I mean, and the same with Cheyenne. It looks like she's still maybe adjusting her game a bit, but she's still affordable down there on the block. She's still handles her job. Yeah, you saw that coming off the bench last week. Like Cheyenne is going to handle her business.
Well, I kind of like that. I kind of like the fact that, you know, she came off the bench and really asserted herself. And maybe
that bolstered the bench.
Yeah, really did. Maybe it gave her some time also to see some things, observe some things before going into the game. This is a week for them, too, because they got Los Angeles here. They're going to go off to Minnesota. Minnesota's in first place in the West.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's going to be a tough assignment. They come back here to play in a different location, to play downtown. And, oh, by the way, next Sunday they got to play New York. So this is, you know, when you talk about getting things to fall into place, this is important for the Dream this week. One thing, though, was that the training camp was so short.
Yeah.
It was a very short window. And we're going to be talking about this in a few weeks with the NFL and how little time they get to play and how little time your starters play in exhibition games and that type thing.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of what happened with the WNBA. And I think this team kind of, I won't say it got victimized by that a little bit, but it seems like that's something else that caused them to get out to a little bit of an inconsistent start. Was just a short period of time they had for their camp.
Yeah, I feel like the teams that have been together longer that didn't have that many turnover or additions were probably more ready to go than the ones that's trying to gel with their new pieces and figure out how they're going to run and what the chemistry is going to be and what the offense is going to be. Which is another reason I think why the Aces is so perplexing, because it's not that many changeover pieces and the rookies look like they really fit. Like Jackie Young is a problem. Kate Martin is great at coming off the bench and doing what she's done. She's just plugging in whatever role that they put her in. So I don't see them being the chemistry issue. You still have Asia playing like Asia. You still pretty much have Chelsea playing like Chelsea.
They have a couple injuries, but they have a couple injuries, and they have what. I'll tell you what. I'm going to use the NBA analogy. They have a lot of Golden State going on in them, in that they have won the rings, the back-to-back mm-hmm. champions. The hunger is not there. I'm going to keep going back to that. If you can't pinpoint either something medically or a change in the rotation, then it's effort.
Well, I think it's a combination of two things. It is effort. It's their effort and the effort of everybody playing them. Because now you're the hunted.
Best yeah, you're right. Yeah, they get everybody's the best
because
job.
Because that was the best game the Dreams played so far this season.
True.
Was against them.
True.
And that's because you're playing up to your competition. You're like, oh, that's a team we got to beat to really feel like we're going in the right direction. And they did. You can tell by the way that they celebrated after that win that they're like, yeah, we're going in the right direction. We have something here.
Again, so as again, my mind's going 100 miles an hour, and I want to have these conversations with Noelle because she educates me. You do, too. And so as we sit and try to figure out if she's bringing up the aces right now and what's going on with them, I start to think, all right, if they have the MVP on their team and he can't, or she can't get these guys to play defense better, because defenses won't to, right?
Yeah.
And that's they're not listening to her. When I take that and move it over to the men's side, I think of Golden State. And I think of, okay, they're a superstar. Steph Curry can't get everybody to come in. Well, they have a Draymond on mm-hmm. that team. Do these WNBA teams have that enforcer, that veteran voice? Is this something that isn't a part of that league yet? Where that each team can have that guy. I realize it's growing.
Well, for each team, yeah, you might be in a situation where you don't have enough available vets, maybe. But maybe the league is small enough to where you do. I don't know.
You know, like, it's a process. But
yeah.
If does Vegas, after Asia, who's listening? Who's getting in people's faces? You know, beside Becky and Asia, who's doing it? And if there isn't, maybe that's the answer to what's going on with them. Just a thought, you know. Because Sam always sits up here and talks about a veteran voice with the Hawks.
Yeah.
You know,
Tina Charles is clearly supposed to be that for the Dream. And the reason that I look at the Aces and the Dream so much is, one, they're in the same division, and two, they're both sitting right there in the middle of the pack. So it's interesting to me to see which one is going to go left or right. Because they're both basically sitting right there at 500. We're right under, they're right at. So it's going to be interesting for me to see which one can turn it around, or if either does. Because to me, this division is clear. You have the Liberty and the Connecticut at the top. You have us sitting here at the middle, and then you got Indiana and the Mystics at the bottom. And we're going to see how this all shakes out as things get better, because we've been beaten by both the Indiana Fever and the Mystics at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and it was the Mystics' first win.
Yeah, you know. Exactly.
But you knew it had to happen at some point. But I'm sitting there watching.
I mean, yeah, but you don't want us to be the get-right team. You gave Indiana one, and then you gave the Mystics one. So now you got me feeling like we the get-right team.
I'm
and Atlanta has experienced
game.
That a lot.
I bet that game, but I'm like, no, it's not going to happen here.
Man.
No, it's not going to happen here. No, we're not going to be these folks are 0-12.
Yeah, like
man.
You don't want and you don't want that, because it brings a bad air and aura around what you're trying to do. Like, it makes you, like, losing a game is one thing, but when you know, give a winless team a win, because now your name is attached to that. Oh, the Mystics have won a game against the Atlanta Dream. Like, now you're not, like, that's the most that your name has been said this season.
At the same time, though, as my dad was always say, ain't they getting paid too?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So don't lay down thinking, we're going to get one, because ain't no get one.
Everybody out there is getting a check. Everybody
you,
paid.
You got to get yours like everybody else. So we will definitely see what Coach Tanisha Wright and the Dream have today at 3:00.
A WNBA note. I read something here on ESPN.com that Serena Williams weighed in once again, talking about Caitlin Clark, and basically she's very complimentary of her. And with the stuff that goes around and people are saying, hey, seems like she's staying grounded and seems like she's staying focused. I like her. And so that's good. Remember, you're talking about somebody who's talking about potentially has the interest.
Yeah.
And possibly becoming a club owner. And so to hear her, to see that she is actually paying attention and watching what's happening with this league, tells me we may be getting a step in that direction.
That's,
and
that's
you know
what
what's funny that you, when you say that too? And why Indiana? Those two have a kindred spirit,
yep.
Because they both experienced the same thing coming into
Greg.
The league.
Yeah. I was thinking the exact same
thing,
Greg.
They both dealt with this, and it's funny how we're talking about two different complexions, but yet the same issue
I was
came at them like a locomotive.
In an individual sport and a team sport,
exactly.
Mm-hmm. Same thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. So,
yeah, media-wise and all the noise around them, and yeah, it's definitely very similar.
Happy 69th birthday.
69.
To Tree Rollins.
Tree Rollins. Mm-hmm. Pride of Cordele, Georgia.
Where?
Cordele, Georgia.
Where's Cordele at?
They had watermelons down there.
Okay. They got them in Decatur, too.
No. They grow them down there.
Do they grow yellow ones or gold ones?
I don't know.
I've only had one in my life, and God bless my mother for turning me on to it. I heard about them, but I never had one, and she got me one. But I don't know where they grow.
They may have some down at Cordele.
Okay.
You know, that's tree right, and went to Clemson.
Okay. That's not down there by Larisha, where she's at, huh?
No, that's the other way. That's straight. Larisha, you're going off to the east and down.
Okay.
But this is just straight down. Once you get the other side of Macon, the other side of Perry and all that, you hit Cordele when you get to Albany.
Say a little prayer for these two people today on this Father's Day. We lost on this day the movie that men were allowed to cry at for the longest time, Brian's Song. Lost Brian Piccolo on this day. And the other one, I cannot believe it's been 10 years. 10 years since we lost Tony Gwynn on this day, 2014.
Yeah, that's a father and son combo.
Right there, exactly. Mm-hmm. Say a little prayer for them guys. Happy Father's Day. It is Sam and Greg heading into the 8 o'clock hour. Going to talk to Terrell Thomas, another daddy. Got a fresh casting call for you. But up next, going to speak to Ken Dallas, Trinity Christian's own. And we're going to find out why it's M16. We'll talk about daddies here with Ken in just a little bit here. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you in the Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.